Hello everyone, this is Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor. I'm WAM's latest contributor, also a certified financial planner, chartered retirement planning counselor, and wealth advisor who actually understands how the economy works, or I guess how it doesn't work, depending on how you look at it. But what I want to get into today is a story from Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow. Just for some background, I'm not a never Trumper. My daughter was actually born the first day Trump was in office, and I had a Trump shirt on at the time, which, you know, you guys, I'm sure, will beat me up for that. And when it comes to Larry Kudlow, I've been following Larry Kudlow since I was 14 years old. The very first TV show that I said that I liked when I was on Facebook in 2004 was actually The Kudlow Report. And just one other thing about Trump, I mean, I bought a signed Trump hat before the election, thinking that there was a good chance that he was going to win and then, you know, potentially, you know, maybe not be around because, you know, maybe he'd be off and then that hat would be worth something. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But just want to give context in this hyper politicized world for those of you who'd say, you know, he's just a never Trumper. But, you know, luckily, you know, this audience that follows Josh doesn't say that. But, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some trolls. And I also do want to reach some of the more, you know, red meat type people. So that way we can help spread this message of liberty. But, you know, getting back to, you know, the story over here, you know, back in the day, before I realized CNBC was really CNBS, I actually did respect Larry Kudlow. And one of the things that he said on a recent C-SPAN interview was, as I say, we wish they hadn't raised, and he's talking about the rates. I noticed from various reports and so forth that they've changed their view. I don't think rates will rise in the foreseeable future, maybe never again, Kudlow 71 said at an event sponsored by The Hill. Whether they, again, talking about the rates, will fall, I don't mind them falling, said Kudlow, the head of the National Economic Council that advises Trump. Now, this is also coming off the heels of a March 29th report where Mr. Kudlow advocated that the Fed immediately drop rates by 50 basis points or 0.5%. And here we have another CNBS article where Larry states, I am echoing the president's view. He's not been bashful about that view. He would also like the Fed to cease shrinking its balance sheet. And I concur with that view, Kudlow told CNBC on Friday. Looking at some of the indicators, I mean, the economy looks fundamentally quite healthy. We just don't want that threat, he added. There's no inflation out there, so I think the Fed's actions were probably overdone. Now, I know that this is a subject that we've covered a lot, especially John and Josh over at WAM, both on the U.S. economy and the global economy. And for more commentary on that, I would take a look at the live show that John and I did on the 16th of April. It was yesterday, depending on when this ends up coming out. Maybe it was 2 days ago. I'd also take a look at the Tom Hegna interview I did and just realize it was one of the first interviews I did. It was more of like a podcast style setup, and a lot of people said I talk too much, but, you know, I am still, you know, feeling my way around over here. So if you guys think I talk too much, just, you know, skip through the first few minutes of that. But a lot of great information from a guy who is an absolute expert on this stuff. And but, you know, getting back to Larry Kudlow, he's always been a bagman for the Republicans. He correctly calls out the problems when Democrats are in office. He has a pretty good supply side economic background. But now that he's in the fold as Trump's top economic advisor, what Trump has done is taken basically one of his biggest critics over here, you know, hecklers from the sideline, basically, you know, guys, you know, like us, you know, pretty much is what he sort of sounds like. And then once he gets into the office, now all of a sudden his main job is to make sure Donald J. Trump gets elected again. The best way to make sure Donald J. Trump gets elected again is to pretend that everything is going great with the economy. And the best way to pretend that everything is going great with the economy is to keep propping up the notion or keep propping up the stock market. So it doesn't matter if it's the whole thing is financialized. Doesn't matter if it's only predicated on getting us more and more into debt. Doesn't matter if our kids end up being collateral damage from this entire thing, that Larry Kudlow needs the stock market to go up because that is his job right now, is to be a cheerleader for the Federal Reserve. But, you know, eventually the Federal Reserve is going to lose control of the interest rates. And at that point, you know, it's probably going to be when they actually do have to combat the inflation that they don't see, even though we all know that the inflation is actually in the financial assets. And, you know, either way, you know, this ends up shaking out, you know, sort of damned if we do, damned if we don't. And, you know, even if we do play devil's advocate with Kudlow and pretend that rates never go up, well, you know, the pension funds, they assume a 6% rate of return on their bonds. A lot of them have like 40, 50, 60% of their portfolio in bonds. And so if you're assuming that you're going to earn 6% and you're really earning 2%, well, I mean, these pensions are already screwed, you know, even if they do average 6, you know, to begin with on the bond portfolio. And, you know, what happens is if rates work as like a teeter-totter. So if rates go up 1%, 1%, the underlying value of the bond goes down by the duration of the bond. So if you got a 10-year duration portfolio, rates go up 1%, the underlying value of the bonds then go down by 10. And this could affect the Federal Reserve as well. It can affect the pensions. So if the rates, you know, end up going up and Kudlow's wrong, or the market or the Fed loses control and the rates go up, well, then now those pension funds are going to get murdered by interest rate risk, because now the baby boomers are actually of age where they're taking out their pensions, taking out their Social Security. Back in 2008, the oldest baby boomers were just turning 62. So now we're, you know, 10, 11 years later. So now they're, you know, like 72, 73, 74 years old at the higher end. And every day, 10,000 more are turning 65. And eventually the Fed is going to lose control of the interest rates. It's going to, when the rates go up, it's going to make the economy tank, or stock market tank, which, you know, sort of using those words interchangeably, although we know it's not the same thing. And, you know, and because companies are, you know, when rates go up, they're going to have to refinance their debt. The debt has been financed at incredibly low levels. So every extra dollar that has to go towards interest is basically now a dollar that can't go back to stock buybacks, which, you know, let's face it, that's where most of the money was going anyways. But that's money that's not going into, you know, research and development, not going into, you know, investments, not going into different types of ads. And, you know, that's money that's now going to be used unproductively to pay off debt, whether you're at the corporate level or whether you're at the government level, because the government cannot afford to have these rates go up at all. And to that point, Larry Kudlow is absolutely correct. But then don't turn around and say that everything is going great while at the same point we've got all these emergency measures going on, because if things were going great, then how come the rates can't go up? The rates can't go up because this is an entire gamed economy that is only predicated on getting us more and more and deeper into debt, as a story that I know Josh and John have talked about time and time again. And what's really crazy is, if some of you will remember, is that Larry Kudlow and Mnuchin and Trump actually talked about 50 and 100 year bonds. And this was after they'd already won and they were already, you know, war gaming out how they're going to do things. And they're saying, you know, it's basically stupid to have, you know, Obama getting all this short-term debt. And now what Trump has done, he's gone in there, he's actually lowered the maturities of the debt even more. So instead of having 100-year bonds, you know, now the average debt coupon is even less, because, you know, this economy is one that cannot afford higher rates, because everything is predicated on getting us deeper and deeper into debt. And if Trump does end up winning in 2020, then what's going to happen is, after 8 years, he's probably going to tack on just as much debt as Obama did. And that's something I'm willing to make, you know, a bet on right now. And that's even probably if we don't have a recession, which, you know, I'm not really sure Trump can make it out of Dodge, you know, by 2020, not that I, you know, I care at this point. You know, really, quite frankly, I'm sort of surprised that all this bad news that's come out has resulted in, you know, good news, because now it means the stock market, or means that Trump, the Federal Reserve now basically is not going to raise rates. They've already said it as much. And now we've got Kudlow saying this, which is actually the whole crux of this entire report today. But, you know, getting back to, you know, why, you know, how we're sort of doing things over here, that as a financial certified financial planner, I've got clients structured in a way where we're calling it a boom bust strategy, where if we, you know, all of a sudden we have some sort of melt up where the stock market goes to infinity, my clients would benefit from that. If things end up being completely bust, we do have some put options that would then increase in value or explode in value underneath a bust scenario, where basically it sort of acts like house insurance, where you hope you don't need it, but if you do need it, then we build your house back. So in this case, we'd be able to exercise the option, then go in and buy other assets that were distressed, that, you know, because what's going to happen is there's going to be certain things that go down way more than it should have happened. Like in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, there was assets. And I say 12 because I'm sitting here in Arizona and the housing here, I believe, didn't bottom until 12, when actually I bought a house within a month of the low. And what's really going to be going on is that, you know, why I think it's important that people do have stocks, or a lot of people already have 401ks, at least for the American investors who are out there. Sorry, I can't help, you know, people living in Canada right now. But, you know, what's going on is that, you know, if you were to take a hypothetical scenario or a historical example, like Germany, I believe, I'm not looking at notes for this, but they had the Goldmark, the Renmark, the Reichsmark, and the Deutschmark. If you're holding on to Goldmark marks trying to be safe, you know, in the currency of the day, you know, eventually you got, you know, a few cents on the dollar. Whereas if you're holding on to, let's say, Mercedes-Benz stock, then, you know, now the price of the stock would then be priced from, you know, Goldmark. Now maybe you had 100 shares priced in Renmark, and now maybe because of dividends, capital gains. Maybe now you had 105 shares priced in Reichsmark, then Deutschmark, and then now the Euro. Mercedes-Benz still exists today, so that is an asset that is actually worth something. Whereas if you try to keeping everything safe in bonds, keeping things safe in cash, you know, you're going to get absolutely wrecked. And so we're helping people, you know, struggle who are, you know, in this retirement red zone right now, as Prudential likes to call it, where maybe they're 5 years away from retirement, maybe they're 5 years into retirement. This is a tricky time period. So this is one way you can help WAM, is by, you know, becoming a client of myself. So you go to thelibertyadvisor.com. Also go to innovativewealth.com to find out more about the RIA that I'm with. And you can work directly with myself to help guide you through these difficult waters. And, you know, because what we need is we need your support at WAM. We've got YouTube censorship, YouTube shadow banning going on. And this is not, you know, having ourselves funded through YouTube is definitely not a long-term endeavor. It's amazing everything Josh has been able to do off, you know, his shoestring budget, but make sure to, you know, subscribe to the Subscribestar, whether you want to donate in Bitcoin, whether you want to become a client over here, whether you want to, you know, look at one of the affiliate codes, whether it's going to the Red Pill Expo, whether it's Mike Maloney's goldsilver.com, you know, make sure you use the affiliate link, which we'll try to link below. And also make sure you subscribe to the backup channels. I've got a backup YouTube. I think it's only like 90 subscribers. Make sure you subscribe to that. We'll have a link for DLive.tv/Liberty Advisor. Working on getting one for WAM as well. Also twitch.com/Liberty Advisor. All can act as backups. And the good thing about, you know, DLive and Twitch is you get notifications going right to your phone of, hey, you know, Josh or Tim or John, one of those guys is live. And now you get the notification from your phone, see what's going on. Because, you know, a lot of us aren't getting those notifications from YouTube. And, you know, who wants to watch, you know, all these different ads? I know people are complaining about ads, but that is how, you know, Josh is funding this operation right now. And so another way is, you know, like I said before, becoming a client. I want to be able to give back, help out with website, you know, development. We, you know, we need a website. We'll get it, whether it's getting video editors, marketers. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, dollar for dollar, you know, what Josh is doing compared to like CNN or compared to any of these other fake news outlets is like ridiculous. I mean, they'd have to, the amount of money that they would have to spend to recreate what he's done is ridiculous. So, you know, thank you so much for the patronage. You know, make sure, you know, you definitely smash the likes and help. And because, you know, the more money we have, the more resources we have, it helps others find the truth and be the change. So we will have more reports coming out here in the future. Hope you guys don't beat me up too much in the comments, but I know really, you know, appreciate being a new contributor. And look, this is one video that is not an hour long that we've done, but thank you very much so far for your support and comments and watch. And the truth, be the change.